Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
and welcome to Intima Voices Radio. You were listening to a song by our very own Jay Hatter that is Words You Cannot Say with Musical Stylings of Shout Even Shy. Now, this is Sweet Discussions. Unfortunately, I am not Sweetie. She will be here in a moment. She's having a little bit of technical difficulties. But tonight, it is open poetry, so it should be a wonderful night if anything goes. So we are a team of voices. You can find our group on allpoetry.com, the world's largest poetry website, and it is free to join. So if you like what you hear, come check us out. Again, we are a team of voices, and we are happy to hear from you. So I'm going to try to hold off for Sweet Tea to get all situated so she can come and do her discussions, because I cannot take her place. No one can. She is fabulous. But I can, talk. So this is what I shall do. I'm here by my lonesome for now, so feel free to call us. It is Sweet Discussions. We shall discuss all things fabulous. We have a little bit of everything tonight. I know I bought something that probably has nothing to do with anything, and I was perusing some of the poetry for tonight, and it is just a little bit of a whole lot of stuff, and I can't wait to get started, because you got to love a night of wonderfully talented poets, where the poems are whatever strikes their fancy. So while I love a good theme show, I kind of like to see where it takes us in an organic way. So I am hoping that I won't be here by myself too long, and we have a caller. Hello, hello.
So how you doing?
Hi, how are you? I am fabulous. I'm not Sweet Tea, but I'm still fabulous.
You always been fabulous.
Aw, thanks, Wayne. I appreciate it. She's having some technical difficulties. She should be along any moment, so we are just going to talk for a bit, and hopefully she will be able to call in and get all things set up. So I am so excited. I haven't been, I'm still getting back into the swing of things with my little hiatus, and I haven't seen you much, so I'm all excited. Yeah, I was trying to heal from all my junk, and so I was on.
I've been healing also. I've been in a car accident 2 weeks ago. I've been laid up, and I'm still laid up. Be laid up for another 3 months.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
Some lady pulled out and pulled over and ran on the side of me, ran me in the side. She didn't see me, and she was gonna make a turn on right in front of me, or she should turn behind me, but she didn't see me. She turned right into my car door, and I got 5 broken ribs and a cracked collarbone and a bruised sternum and cracked sinus cavity and all kinds of stuff done to me. I'm going to be laid up for a while. As long as I don't laugh, it's okay. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that's pretty close. That's pretty cool. He's been passed on by. The seatbelt saved me, but it put a mark across my chest and it just kind of like broke all my ribs and everything. It wasn't hitting me so hard. But I'm still having fun and enjoying life, so, but it's a little sore there than it was.
A little sore, you know. I just love you. A little sore. That's a whole heck of a lot of I can't move.
Oh, man. Yeah, getting up, getting down is the hard part. I can't raise up. I can't bend over. I can't, what else I can't do yet. But I'm getting better, a lot better than I was 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I absolutely love your perspective always. You're probably one of the most positive people that I know. And to be in such what to me would be a very horrible accident, and you're just like, I'll be fine, which is kind of beautiful. Go ahead.
Be better just as soon as I'm able.
Well, you're still hanging around, and you can only do what you can do, and every day you can do a little bit more. So that is a beautiful way.
This is the first night I've been there more than 5 minutes. It's the first night in 3 weeks I've been in there longer than 5 minutes. I'm trying to test it out tonight, see if I can go a ways.
Oh, then I am just lucky to be here then, because I feel all special now.
Oh. Yeah, as long as I don't laugh, I'm all right. I'll get the hiccups. Hiccups will kill me.
Oh, I can imagine.
You had any broken ribs?
I never had any broken ribs, but I did have a bunch of shoulder surgeries.
Shoulder's bad, too.
And all up in that whole collarbone, rotator cuff, two surgeries back to back, actually. And so I understand bone pain and nerve pain, and people don't think, it's just a shoulder. No, it's attached to everything. It's every time you move your spine. So, and that's only one region. Yeah. So I can imagine the entire side of you.
I got from my collarbone to my sternum, all the way up to my ribs, all the way to my bottom rib. It's just total pain when I move too fast. It's pretty intense. Worst pain I ever had, but I know what worst pain is now, but some worse. But it was a lot of bad pain when I got hit, and I came home. I decided not to take the ambulance. Everybody else went to the ambulance, to the hospital. I decided to go home because I was a badass. Well, I woke up the next day, and it took 5 people to take care of me. I couldn't get it out of bed, and it was amazing. And the first came over and said, here, I got something for you. And I said, what you got? He said, it's called OxyContin. Oh, look at that. Next day I woke up and said, well, that wasn't bad. So, I know what the narcotics is about now. I went to the doctor, and so the doctor said, "Doctor, I need some of these pills here." And he said, "Well, I'll give you about 20 of them." So ever since then, I haven't had a whole lot of pain. I got to watch the addiction part of it, but it sure is comfortably numb, as long as I'm comfortably numb.
Oh, my goodness.
Those sneeze.
When I, yeah, no, that's horrible. When I was 3 or 24, I fell out of a moving Jeep, broke my tailbone. It was raining. It was hysterical. It was so embarrassing. There was people everywhere. So embarrassing. It was going maybe 10 miles.
Was you
drunk? Yeah. No. It didn't have proper doors. It had a little half doors. And so it started to rain. So I was putting on my rain gear, and I had my seatbelt in the slot, almost clicked. And my husband was like, maybe we should go out with Leslie. Maybe we should make this run later. I said, okay. And so before I got it to click in, he made a real quick U-turn, and my butt stayed right where he started that turn. I soaked up a whole puddle, and I was just like, just take me home. It was hysterical. I didn't feel anything. I was just like, I'm fine. And then I woke up the next day, and yeah, broken tailbone, ain't no joke.
Oh my God.
You can't sit. You can't stand. You can't walk. It's fun.
Yep. I'm in there, and I'm right there now. So ain't a whole lot I can do. Enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, we have a caller. Hello. Hi, how are you? Wayne's on the phone. Hi. I am not Sweet Tea. She's having technical difficulties. She should be here shortly. I'm trying not to fully start her show without her, because I'm sure she would hate it if she has to miss any poems. But, you know, she kind of looks forward to all this. Like me, she doesn't usually read before, so it's like a surprise. And, you know, so I'm hoping she...
Then you have people like me who don't pick out things till the last minute, so even if you did read before, it would still be a surprise.
That's so funny. That's kind of my thing, too. It's just, you know, especially when it's open. I'm like, you know, I may be in a different mood later. Let's just see what happens.
That's exactly how I feel. I hope you're feeling better, Wayne.
Oh, I'm doing a little better. I'm getting better every day. It'll be long. These 2 or 3 months to be over with. Doctor said four months for my sternum to get well. So then I kept my ribs, so it'd be a while. But I'm doing all right. I'm having a good time. Ain't got to work or anything now.
I was just talking about you, pretty bird.
Were you? Good things, I hope.
Yep, over it. Well, Stephen played this Swamp Ass clip over, was that PG-13? I think,
that's fine.
Yeah, that's PG-13, right? Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Well, he played this clip because we were doing something, and I don't know, he had a clip from Robot Chicken, and I'm like, what did happen? And then he played it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, pretty bird would love that clip. And then that. Yeah, it might have been. I fell asleep 9 to 10, and then I woke back up and I went to a show. So if I sound a little lethargic, it's because I had a long day, and then I had like a power nap.
If I fell asleep at 9 o'clock, I would not be up at all right now.
So I was like 10 of 9, and I dropped a poem for the show. And then my goddaughter was still watching Seeing Red, so I didn't want to interrupt the movie. And I'm like, she'll be passed out. She'll be passed out. She's not going to finish the movie. I can tell she'll be passed out. So I was like, oh, I'll be over there at 10, so I was going to wait for her. So we're both on the couch, and we're both sitting up. She laid down, and then we both fell asleep. So I fell asleep sitting up watching the movie with her, waiting for her to fall asleep. Woke up.
That's too cute.
And I turned over, and she was sleeping, and the movie's still going, and I'm like, what's happening?
Asleep, hopefully she'll be calling in, as she's having computer trouble, so she can't, you know, get her computer up. But I'm hoping she would call in and talk to us while she's dealing with her uncooperative, you know, computer.
I know how that is.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to jinx myself, but I'm surprised Blog Talk hasn't kicked me off yet the way it's been going lately, because it kicks me off 6, 7, and 8 times a show. So far, so good. Oh, my goodness. So what I think I'm going to do, unless you all want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, because I'm good talking until I hear back from her. But I was going to end up putting my piece on, because I'm sure she's read mine before, and I don't care about anything, you know, comments or anything. I'm one of those, I don't care. I don't have to read anything. I'm just here to help out and make comments and listen and discuss, because I can talk out of my butt. But I feel bad.
I'm usually not so pushy, but if you drop a poem, I'm going to make a comment.
Well, that's fine. Oh, I appreciate that. I'll go ahead and do that. It's just, I feel bad because there's people on the board and it's just, you know, me running my mouth and ain't nobody want to hear that mess. But
I really
since I'm running
you.
My mouth, aw. So I am going to read a poem. And since it's mine, nobody ain't missing anything. And it goes like this. It's on a board. This is Wonderland in A flat minor. And it has nothing to do with Alice or anything, but it goes like this. Hail on a rusty tomb, pelted and penetrated. Desecrated conflagration, a violation of blue skies, summer storm, black lightning. Choking on smoking ash, cycle ends. The negative the addiction and the denial. Rainstorm lullabies in mother's arms daydreams. Hairline fractures and psychological norms feel like wounded yesterday. Tympanic symphonies and drumline battle serenades. Mixed migraines and missed music. Can't remember the song. The one that edged the rabbit hole until it ate through knowledge for breakfast. Hail on a rusty tune as a cycle, feeding denial and distant cigarettes. Faction, truth, swallow hole, where even the rabbits won't.
Well, that was an excellent piece, Pretty Bird. And I have this poem that kind of plays on the idea of Wonderland and the idea of down a rabbit hole. And in the piece, it kind of talks about how when people go through trauma, they often replace it with fairy tale, you know, that idea. And, you know, when you, and I feel that in this piece very much, maybe not replacing, but that same kind of strong trauma. When you see the rainstorm lullabies and mother's arms, daydreams, hairline fractures, and psychological norms feel like home did yesterday. It just says a lot. And then you get down here, mixed migraines, and Miss Music can't remember that song. Perhaps that idea of blackouts or pushed out memories, trying to push out many other things, but having to, you know, push out. And even if you're not talking about, you know, pushing them out, you know, figuratively by saying, oh, okay, this is trauma and I'm blacking out, or you can also think of that as in concussions and having moments taken from you in that way, especially when you're talking about the hairline fractures and a couple lines ahead. And I could be reading it wrong, but I thought this was a really powerful piece. And then you speak of, you know, feeding denial and distant cigarette, fractured truth, swallowed whole, where even the rabbits rolled it. I quite love that ending. It's kind of like not even a fairy tale to fix what was broken, not even those things of light and fantasy and childhood will even pour into those dark spaces. And I think that in itself is saying a lot and is very powerful. I thought this was very well done. And I really loved the title, by the way. Because, you know, anybody who listens to classical music, they think minor is a much slower, darker tone, you know. So that's what I get from that. Is anyone there?
Hello?
Just... Oh, I bet... I bet she dropped. Oh, Pretty Bird. She was just banned, huh?
Pretty Bird's gone? Hey, Pretty Bird.
Probably.
You hit the point.
Well, maybe. I don't know if she'd want me to. Well, I mean, she's making comments. She's going to have to listen to it again because I just made a comment and she needs to hear my comment.
Well, it was a good comment, too. You did a great job with the comment. I thought
do you
want to
make a comment?
Yeah, she had a lot of wonderful lines in this poem, just great lines, like the fragrated conflagration of a violation of blue skies. There's a lot of sadness in this poem, a lot of emotion. And she went on down and said, mixed migraines and mixed music. I can't remember the song. Keep thinking of the song as another wonderful expression. I can't read because I've been so long talking. I can't breathe either. But she did a great job of this. And the feeding denial is that this is a cigarette. So that'd be a line. She had a lot of emotion in this, a lot of sadness, and you know, so I enjoyed it a whole lot. She was a good read. But I wanted to talk to you one time.
Well, I just jumped in the studio.
It's just me and you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is me and you, yeah.
You wouldn't believe how many times I wanted to get along with you.
I know. I'm sure it is where it's at. I'm sure she's going to come back. Oh, my goodness.
I gotta be serious. I can't.
Well, it was quite a brilliant poem, and I hope she really goes back and listens to the comment because I just think it's quite brilliant.
You got a voice.
I can hear you, but you can't hear me. Okay.
I'm trying to talk, but I can't talk much.
Well. You're on mute, Pretty Bird. Hold on. Let's see. I'm trying to help you out.
Pretty Bird.
All right. I don't know. What if you call back? Sorry for the technical difficulties, everybody.
Well, you're in charge of
I'm not in charge. You know what, though? But you know what we'll do while she's trying to figure that out? And if I doubt they did it already, I know it's really early. But maybe we should plug shows or something.
I'm here.
And fill the time.
Hey,
oh, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The host line is not working for me. It kicked me out, and I was there, and I could hear you saying, well, she has to have heard my comment, because I thought we have to say it again. But, yes, I did hear you. it just wouldn't, you guys could not hear me. So I had to call like a normal person.
Do you want me to call as the host?
I'm hoping that it will give me the opportunity to continue again, because I clicked continue, it just didn't have me take up the host line.
Oh, okay, good, okay.
So,
well, it looks like Pretty Pea here, so. I mean, Sweet Pea. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm talking about, all right. I'm getting out of here now that you guys figured that out.
Yeah.
You're both here, I'll get over there. Okay. Well,
hey,
I loved your poem, and I hope you heard my
hey,
comment.
Hey, darling. I did. So I had some technical difficulties of my own. It kicked me out, and now we're back in. So all is well.
I'm not in anywhere. I can't get into All Poetry. I can't get into Blog Talk. I can't get crap done.
Well,
but you can call. We can hear your voice.
My level of frustration is so high, it's ridiculous.
Just breathe. And look, I'm here. Sweet, I'm here late for you.
I love you, Sky.
I'm here because I'm on vacation. But I have one question for Pretty Bird. Did you put the AD minor because the minors are the darker tones in classical music?
A flat minor, I believe, is the tone of sadness. Yes. Elaine is here too, Sweet.
Hey, Sweet.
What's the last one you remember? Sweet poem? You don't know. Somebody said hi.
I'm sorry, guys. What?
I said
Wayne is here too.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey, sweet.
Okay, so how do you want to continue, sweet? Do you want to? I can put everything on the board. I can watch your studio and
I don't have
run.
A board. I don't have anything. I have nothing. I have nothing in front of me. I can't continue. I've got nothing.
Okay. So are you gonna redo this one for next week? Or did you want me to just do the thing or just let me know?
Well, Sky's on vacation, so I want to see her. I am desperately trying to get into All Poetry. I can't reset my password because I'm not getting anything into my email. So I'm lost.
Okay. Can you get into All Poetry on your phone? And I've got your studio
no.
covered. No.
I can't get into All Poetry. That's my problem.
Oh, because your password? Something wrong with logging in? Is that what
Right. I can't log in because I can't reset my password because my email account is not getting emails.
Oh, you're having a time, ain't you?
Yeah.
That's frustrating. Sorry, sweet. I love you.
I love you, too. So, I'm a little, like, then this is going on for, like, 3 days.
That is not okay.
Just sit back, have a glass of wine, listen, or reschedule.
No, because you're on vacation.
I know, I am.
And you're
I'm
on
well,
vacation.
Have a glass of wine and listen.
I'm going to have a glass of wine, so let's just kick back and have fun. But I'm still going to keep trying
good.
To get in. But we don't have to. Let's just do what we can do, and I'll listen and have a party while I keep trying to get in.
Sounds good. So did you want me to go through the poems and you hear them and we're good that way?
We're good that way. If you guys are okay with that, I just feel like I'm hijacking and not doing my job. I'm hijacking you all.
Like we didn't volunteer to share time with you, but okay, whatever.
Okay. I hope it's not too easy to work. Oh, God.
He then popped up on the board saying that he's going to be calling in a few, but he's got to read and run.
Okay.
So when he pops up, I'll go ahead and make sure he's next.
Okay.
He has not called yet. Let me just make sure. Yep, he has not called yet. So I'm going to go... just straight down the list. And so the first one is R.S. Morris, and he has a sound file. So I put him on the board, and I shall hit play as soon as I find it. Here he is. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Built a garage in the back, has spaces where should be drywall, like scenes from a dusty museum, recalls memories at times hard to recall. Artifacts of a time long past, treasures to me I've kept and saved, home to my hot rod and chopper, a space all my life I've craved. Grill shell from a hot rod Lincoln, might use on Big Six, I'm thinking. Shelby's garage, sales from the ceiling. Picture from custom chopper, I find appealing. Drop front axle, hangs from a nail. Ford six cylinder, used to haul mail. Redneck girl from Black Snake Moan. There's Leonard, a chap I wish I'd known. skull of a deer named Durbin. Luke Doolin in his 54, swerving. Tiger painting that follows your eyes. Control wheel that flew in RF-filled skies. A 29 Ford cow I worked on for weeks. 32 Chevy radiator to this day still leaks. Drum brakes from don't know where. Postcard from the 60s, Georgia State Fair. Chinese sword no longer in the east. My first flight instructor, now deceased. Rebel flag from Wildman's of Kennesaw. Springer front end with a fatal flaw. Here I am next to the Grumman. Hank Williams with a guitar he's strumming. Video of James Garner in Grand Prix. Lindsey Bloom from Six Pack Annie. Model T clock from the age of Chaplin. Signed autograph from actor Gabe Kaplan. Steering wheel from a 39 Ford truck. Picture of a racer who ran out of luck. Poster of Britney, all willow and skinny. 8x10 of Errol Marti, just one of many. Flannel shirt with a huge welding singe. Model of the Queen Anne's Revenge. Hose on a wire wheel with rusty patina. Marty sings a ballad about Polina. Antique cars on paper, now yellow. A Packard driven by a dapper fellow. Things I can't use, but keep them anyways. Where I look forward to spend my days. All this art adorns each wall. Welcome, y'all, to my garage, my hall.
Got in.
So before we take comments on RS Morris, we have a caller. Steven, is that you?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hello. All right, sweet. You ready to run comments?
I got in.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got in. I didn't get into blog talk, but I got into all poetry. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good, hello.
Oh, God. Well, first off, I really enjoyed this. I liked the garage, Council's garage. I thought it was great. I love everything that he mentions in here. Girl Shell from Hot Rod Lincoln. Unless she's big stick, I'm thinking. First off, I love a Shelby anyway, so that's gorgeous. I love how he's got everything in here from the Ford to the 29 to... You know, he's got so much in here. I like the Hank Williams throwback to Model T. I don't think he missed anything. I mean, all the cars that he mentions are crazy. And I love how he ends it, my garage, Mahal. It's just kind of really cool. And you know, there's just something about listening to Mr. Morris and all he says and he does. He does just a fine job, and he's a really great storyteller and a really great, you know, person that sets the stage for you. I think he does a wonderful job even here. I just like to listen to his background music and the way he speaks. He's got that nice drawl to him. Very well done. And Freebird, what did you think?
Oh, you know, I love the way he tells his story and paints the picture. First of all, I always get lost in his voice, and I can't help but mention it because it's just got that beautiful, soothing, low tone where it's just all... I need them on Sunday nights. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay, but that aside, this was amazing. He just completely weaves a picture. Like you can see the walls of this garage Mahal, which is just brilliant, by the way, adorned with all these bits and pieces of all of these cars. Like this is the workspace, but it is like the holy grail of his piece. And that little bits of memories everywhere, and that is just a beautiful thing.
Yes. And Stephen, I know you're a car guy, so what did you think?
Well, I like this a lot, actually. I told him in my comment that this had me actually thinking of Tim the Toolman Taylor in the Ultimate Man Cave. I said the only thing probably missing was a stainless steel refrigerator that keeps beer at the perfect 38 degrees Fahrenheit. I thought this was an awesome write with excellent imagery. And I kept thinking about his logo, his emoji or whatever you call it, that woodpecker with the cigar. That's a car parts. I actually bought a muffler with that logo on it before when I was younger. So I think his name is Mr. Horsepower. So it fits perfectly for his, I don't know, what would you call it? His forte, I don't know. This is awesome.
Absolutely. And Wayne, your thoughts?
Well, all I know is I want a garage with a chopper and a hot rod in it. There's a lot of memories he has. There's a lot of memories in his, I think it would be nice to have in his garage. I'm going to keep me a garage and keep things I can't use in it. I already did that, so it's like things over there. I've done it before. But it's nice to have a nice memory in the garage. It's, he brought back a lot of memories for me, just what he talked about. Great job on the poem. I loved it.
Absolutely. And Sky.
Oh, I thought it was cool. The music in the background, it has to be just perfect. And not to overwhelm, it really was quite a perfect volume and settling into the. I loved the pieces that were like dropped. Front axle hinge from the nail. I'm not, I don't really know too much about cars. I dated a mechanic for a while, and I dated another person whose father was a mechanic, and we lived on that land. So I've been around him a lot, but I don't do cars very well. But I do know the lingo quite well. So I thought it was really cool, and how he brought in like the Shelbys, like he brought in specific. It felt like something you could really settle into. And even if it isn't your, like Stephen said, forte, even if cars aren't your forte, I felt myself really getting in the mood and like just kind of like, I felt like sitting out on a porch, getting a rocking chair out in front of the junkyard and just really kind of looking at those old cars and getting in that, in that mood. So I thought it was pretty cool and really well done.
All right. Stephen, I believe, is up to read, right?
Yes, there I am. Yeah, I do have to read and run, and I apologize for that. But I just wanted to say really quick about the title. It was actually inspired by the last song sang by Tim Curry in Rocky Horror Picture Show called I'm Going Home, where he says the line, cards for sorrow, cards for pain. I call this gardens for sorrow, gardens for pain. In gray matter hallways where memories roam, each room a duplicate from every home. Through windows I see them when eyelids are closed, some new and vivid, others now reposed. Dining room of youth is there with avocado rug, wood paneling and chair railings, vlogs do pull and tug. Before boudoir, a small mudroom through 12 light wooden door with Flemish glass distorting view. Must open to see more. Past patio and screened-in walls and picnic table cues lies rooted soil of those extolled with petaled flower hue. Dancing there, it was brief, so vibrant and serene. Honeybees do tend to them to keep them clear and sheen. But past that plot, there's a place where dead flowers only grow for those who lay 2 yards deep and only thorns are sown. The pain that's felt when they're recalled bring balms of bittersweet as tidal waves do pour from eyes and water garden peat. End quote.
That's gorgeous. I'm trying to recall the poem or the song because I've only seen Rocky Horror I don't know how many times. But somehow I don't quite recall it being this vivid and pretty. I love the third stanza. Past patio and screening walls and picnic table cues. Lies rooted soil those extolled with petals flowers used. Dancing there within echoes breeze so vibrant and serene. Honeybees to tend for them to keep them clear and seen. It's just like that place, you know, that special place. We just kind of say goodbye to like summer and you wait for fall and then you kind of watch winter through it and you sit there and wait for spring. I mean, it just seems like screen and porch kind of where life is vibrant. You go through all the seasons and yet everything's there. I just really like that place. And that's kind of like my favorite stanza. It's kind of like where all life could happen just in those little places, that little room. And I really enjoy everything through here. Even all your bringing barns of bittersweet. By the way, that was great alliteration, right, in that little line. But, yeah, I found this very kind of relaxing and melancholy. Very well done, Stephen. Skye, your thoughts?
I thought it was such a beautiful piece, and I think, you know, when you, I thought it was a beautiful metaphor of those that have passed and that we bury. And I'm speaking of a place where dead flowers grow. Those flowers in our souls, those people who have influenced, made impact on our life. And then going down to recalled green barns of bittersweet, those sweet memories that we recall but are still are bitter in our mouth because we miss them. And then speaking of the tears, and then that's what makes the water grow. And the metaphor was just brilliant. I really, really loved the metaphor. The ending stanza really wrapped up everything and really brought it together, and I think brings the heart into the piece. Really well done.
Thanks, Kay.
And Freebird.
I absolutely love this. I love the way you started it in gray matter hallways and memories roam. I mean, you know, it kind of reminds me of the hallways shining a little bit, only they're in your brain and they're kind of all shadowed and every door brings something else. And maybe it's that dining room from youth or you know, the hallway in high school where you used to hang out with your friends or any given memory that is vibrant and full, or maybe it's that one room that I can't remember the number of, but I know that you do, Stephen, with the rotten lady in the back, because, you know, we all have those too. And so I kind of absolutely love that kind of image just passed my brain just from the beauty of that line. Hold on a second, my puppy's chicken. It's okay. Like, you all want to hear that. I'm sorry. And when you go through, it's just this beautiful kind of little visual vignette of those little snapshots of time and waiting at that window for looking at wildflowers. And I love wildflowers. They're not so prevalent here. But when you drive through the different states a little bit, starting in Georgia, they're all over the place. And they just make my day because they're so beautiful. And this reminds me of that you're looking out at this, and then all of a sudden it's like, doo, 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 because past over there, you know, where everything's dead, you know, even the people. But you put that in such a beautiful way that you almost see those flowers wilt and wither. Like you almost have that feeling of you revisit the time, however old you were, when they were there in technicolor feelings and fabulous. And then it's like that whole bittersweet part where the flowers then die and you realize or you remember that, they're no longer with us. And you have that joy that you felt a second ago and the pain that lingers at the very thought. And it's just beautifully woven together. You did a great job. It's awesome.
Thank you, Freebird.
You're very welcome.
And Wayne.
Yes. Hey, Stephen, how you doing, my man? This is a great point. Uh-huh. Lots of details. As you look back at a time past, life when times was quite different than they are now. I like the solemn mood you said in the poem. It's a great job with all the details. And I like to say, a place where only the dead flowers grow. That's a wild thing to say. It's kind of, that puts you in a certain mood. I like the poem. I think you did a good job with it. Good read.
Thank you, Wayne.
Welcome.
And I don't know else who's on here, so let me know if I'm missing someone.
But as far as in the room, we're all, you got us all.
Okay. Glad to know. Good to know.
We have Titus and Frank on the board.
All right.
And hello.
Hello, Titus. Hello, Frank. So
I'm off to leave here in about 30 minutes or so. I can't sit up too long, so I'm going to leave here in about 30 minutes.
All right.
So Wayne's next.
All right.
And he is on the board. Are you reading for us, or do you want us to play your SoundCloud?
To me? Any SoundCloud, but I can't hardly talk as it is.
All right, absolutely. And as soon as I don't even see it.
The movie will be.
We refresh just to make sure. One second for my computer to refresh just to make sure I'm not missing it. I don't even see you on here. So let's take one other person first, and then I will make sure you get in. I could be blind. So I will get you on in there, and then in the meantime, Sweet, who do you want up?
I don't care. Well, how about, have you read Kay?
Read about you. I know I'm horrible.
What? You read? I'm just so upset. Can't believe you read.
That was really good,
right?
Too.
I'm kind of upset with you.
I love you.
I can't believe it. I love you too, but you know, you read without
if
me.
If there's time at the end, I'll do it for you.
Okay. My goodness. All right, well then let's go with Titus.
That I can do. I'm not at my regular computer, so this mouse just sucks. So it takes me a little bit longer.
I put it in there for you, my friend.
Oh, well, Wayne?
Yeah, it's going up now.
Oh, you are awesome. All right, so Wayne, you are after Titus, and Titus is on the board. And I will hit play. Oh, wait, before I hit play, well, we had a caller. It disappeared on me. Okay, let's see. And
oh, no.
Here we go with Titus. Or not, because it's not doing anything. Guys, since you're in the studio, hit Titus for me, because Boss Hog decided to freeze.
I'll just type in Titus.
No, it's right there in the studio. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's number 6. So I can just one down. It just won't let me click anything because Black Dog hates my guts.
Oh, I hate to tell you, I can put stuff in the studio, but I can't press anything because it just keeps saying you are not connected.
Oh, good Lord. In my studio.
Give me one second.
I'm sorry.
I was able to load it in. It keeps prompting me to end the show, and I can't press any buttons. Besides, I can put stuff in, like the one I put in of Wayne is in there. But for some reason...
This is my technical problem world.
Oh, wait,
I got in,
on.
I can't get in.
Hold on.
I love this phone.
Yeah, I'm having the same problem. How do we fix
the Trust
me,
it's worth the wait.
Issue.
All I can tell you is, whatever, it's worth the wait. It's a great poem. It's fabulous. I actually have this poem pinned to my profile.
Well,
that's how good it is.
Maybe this is why. Nobody's called in as host. And I think that's why. So let me call, like, if you guys are having, let me call right back in as host. And then if there's someone in the host spot, it'll probably work. So just.
Yeah, because if nobody's called in to host, Block Talk will kick us to the curb.
Well, it keeps on asking us to continue or end. So I keep on hitting continue, but it kicked me out and wouldn't let me speak.
Yeah, there's
and,
no one in this.
As
that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
Sorry to the rescue.
By the way, this is my last Thursday night, people. I'm leaving Thursday night. Sweet Pea on Thursday night will no longer exist for at least the next 16 weeks. This is my final Thursday night show. And may I go out in flames, burning flames, burning flames, as it shall be. It is falling down. It is burning, 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 burning. Hope everybody enjoys it. I will be doing Wednesdays. Hump day with Sweet Pea. Yeah, there'll still be sweet discussions. But next Wednesday, next Wednesday. Which will be May 4th, be with you. That's the first day. I'll be on Wednesday. We will not be doing a litany of May 4th jokes because I'm not very good with Star Wars. Or is that Star Trek? I can't even remember which
it's
May 4th
Star
is.
Star Wars. My
goodness. Okay. Well, I don't know.
We'll find in.
All right. So, Sky, should I do May 4th? Should I do May the 4th be with you, or should I do whatever I want?
You can do whatever you want.
Yes?
I decide if May the 4th be with you.
Okay.
She's already on it. She's ahead of the game. All right. Titus is up on the floor.
All right, Titus.
I'm going to hit the button. Just wait.
All right.
Here we go.
If sonnets were to love the price I pay, awoke with a splendid turn of phrase to germinate each word a fine bouquet, it wholly represents what love portrays. If thoughts were to maintain an avid part, a magnitude of heartbeats from thy pen, discover for yourself this aching heart when palpitations play their part again. I shudder at the thought of one extreme. Love turns the next sensation to entrust. If sonnets were to requiem some dream, to drape my soul a masterclass it must, I'll ask your plea for love, the soft reply, the whisper from your lips before I die.
I gotta tell you, I am, you know, a huge fan of Mr. Titus, and you know, I love a sonnet. I've written one, and that was the one. So I applaud anyone that can do the sonnet, but. Outside of the fact that it's a sonnet, it is beyond anything that I've read as far as it drips with this passion and this verbiage that just makes you want to, literally, as the title is, ache. I love, like, to germinate each word, a fine bouquet. I mean, the phrasing is so spectacular. A magnitude of heartbeats from thy pen. Palpitations play their part again. A sonnet with requiem, some dream to drape my soul. I fell in love with this. It's pinned to my profile. I am, you know, it is, you know, my comment is I love the mythical metaphorical musing. I think it was just so well done. It just drips with honey, and it's so romantic and so softly done. I think it's just stunning, and I bow to your brilliance on this one, Titus. Very well, just tied up with a Titus bow. It's so you. It's just Titus. It's perfectly him. And I loved it. Pretty Bird, your thoughts?
Ah, swoon. I, too, am of the faction that sonnets are the bane of my existence. I have written, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, I don't know. I have attempted to write several, and my brain does not do Elizabethan, Shakespearean, iambic pentameter. It is like, it's a struggle. But, Titus, you flow and with such ease that it feels like my words are stuck in my brain. Obviously, I can't speak either, so it's not just sonnets I have issues with. Here it is. You start with, if sonnets were to love, and I might have fallen in love with you just a little bit right there. And then it's like, and this is what I would pay, you know? Like, this. All of this, with a splendid turn of phrase to germinate each word, how glorious is that? I can go through every single line of this, and it takes you for a ride as it pulls little pieces and kind of moves them around in your own emotions and ties you to your feelings as you're reading these lovely, lovely, lovely words, and that ending. You know, here's the thing. If everybody writes love poems, and everybody writes poems about pain, and this is what poets do. You can write about everything and anything, and there's always going to be some love, and there's always going to be some pain. But to weave it into something so splendid is a talent that I myself do not possess. There is a softness here, an elegance that should I pretend I could do this, it would feel so forced that people would vomit. So this is just beyond beautiful. And I'll ask your peaceful love, the soft reply, the whisper from your lips before I die. Oh, people don't write love poems that are, and this is, I mean, it's a sonnet. It's a brevity. It's not some long, giant, epic thing, but the feeling that it evokes is. And so I am in awe, my friend, truly in awe.
Mm-hmm. And Wayne, your thoughts?
Yes, it's a sonnet about his relationship with sonnets. It's kind of weird, isn't it? It's kind of nice the way he did that. This is wonderful. It's got perfect meter, 10 syllables per line. It's a perfect Shakespearean sonnet. I've been practicing writing them, and it'd be a long time for our inner his facility. He's an expert at it. And he wrote this 13 years ago. That's amazing. It's great work, great rhyme, a wonderful sound cloud. He's the man. He's right there in my nose. He's good. He's very good. Like it a lot.
All right. And Sky, your thoughts?
Oh, I thought it was quite brilliant. And actually, you actually quoted the lines that I actually was drawn to the most. Germinate each word. Think about just putting that seed down and to putting that to seed a beautiful flower and watch it shine into
not only a flower, but a bouquet of flowers. I really think that's quite brilliant. I really liked the metaphors he was using. And, of course, the price I pay to love. And I think when you think about that, there is a kind of high price, because when you love, you're definitely taking a chance that it's not going to go well. And it is a high price. I love also that, again, you kind of brought it up in your comment, but I have to echo the sonnet towards a requiem of a dream. Requiem of a dream, a more classical piece of music. But he had like this play of words, and on that, I'm not sure if that was, I mean, it had to be on purpose. I believe it was on purpose and purposeful. I can't see it not being. And I love how he switched the words around and how he played on that this music. And, of course, the plea of love, the soft reply, I really liked that line. I mean, every line I loved, but these just really highlights that I thought were just so gentle, so giving, so wonderful, and the whisper in the lips before I die. Beautiful catch phrase, beautiful couplet at the end. It's not really a couplet, it's hooked on to the rest of the sonnet. But those two lines were just such a powerful way to go out. And it was definitely gentle and beautiful and wonderfully metered. Like Woody Bird said, it's not easy to do the touch things, the iambic pentameter, and to stay in the realm of that. It's definitely
yes.
Uncommon.
And Wayne, are you ready to read?
Well, I got these sound cards. I can't read. I've been up in the wreck. I can't read it right now. I can't even worry
about
it.
Wait.
But
we have caller.
Yeah, this is another form of writing. What about a movie?
You are loaded up in the studio, Wayne, and I will press play in 2 seconds.
Yeah, but go ahead and just play it. I can, if you can, just if you tell me you can play it, we'll do it some other time.
Love poem, song.
Love poem.
So we have Hatter and Deb. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
My apologies for having you on hold. I was enthralled with Titus. I might have fallen in love a little bit because it was fabulous. So my apologies. But they were looking for you on the board, Deb, so you have been missed.
You too. Thanks.
I'm just following
and,
her.
All right.
Are we writing love poems? I don't write love poems.
This is a love poem.
Wayne, it's good to hear you.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm trying to push it for as long as I can tonight. It's been getting a little tiring, but it's for as long as I can tonight.
Big anniversary tomorrow.
Yes, it is. 5 years. 5 years tomorrow.
5 years? Wow.
Yeah, I've been here 5 years as of tomorrow. Time flew by.
Uh-huh.
Happy anniversary, Wayne. If y'all are ready, I will press play. Press play. I can see. Here we go.
This is called I Missed the Prom. The late afternoon sunlight, warm as oil, sweet as childhood. Been a long day. Just had my first beer. Feeling pretty good. Might have another if I was to get a second chance. First, let me tell you about the time I went to the prom dance. There I was, dressed in my tux and waiting for my date. After a while, I got worried. It was getting late. I had met this girl. She was shy, but sweet. Her name, Carrie. Fell in love with her and dreamed we might marry. Sent her a letter asking her to meet me to go to prom. Decided to check the mail to see where all the mail was from. There was my letter. Red writing on it. It had been returned. All the worrying for nothing. But I was really concerned. I went inside to call Carrie. After all, his tux had quite a large cost. Carrie was nice, explained she had been invited by Tommy Ross. I told her it was my fault and she should go to prom and have fun. She said, okay. That really pissed me off. Thought about getting a gun. To calm down, I thought I'd walk around, maybe stop by Jim. As I approached Jim, I saw two guys running. Didn't recognize them. When the two got closer, I figured that was Billy and Chris. They ran by me and said, stick around. You don't want to miss this. About that time, I heard lots of crying and screaming. The lights were flashing, and I thought I was dreaming. Went over to the window. I saw Carrie, all covered in red. Started laughing. Saw Tommy lying there like he was dead. Couldn't get in. Doors were locked. Why? I bet nobody knows. Looked in again. Was shocked. Flying around was a fire hose. There were several kids lying around. I saw one girl's dress. Miss Collins had been playing ball. The backboard fell on her, I guess. I was shocked, but not as bad as Carrie's teacher and principal. They shouldn't have gotten wet around electricity. It wasn't sensible. It was time for me to leave. Been gone for well over an hour. Was a block away. When I looked back, saw Jim on fire. Down the street was Carrie. I thought I might yell at her and tell about the letter I wrote it. Then came Billy and Chris. They lost control of the car. It exploded. Yelled at Carrie and told her to go home and take a warm bath. She started crying, saying it was all her fault. I couldn't help but laugh. I told her what happened to you. If I told you what happened next, you'd think I lied. Carrie and her mom fought, and mom got crucified. I was worn out, went to bed, slept sound. Next morning, I heard Carrie's house had burned down. Did I mention that Sue had the craziest dream? Carrie had reached up, grabbed it from the ground, it would seem. I miss Carrie, and I love her, and I wish she was near. That's it for now. It's time for me to have my second beer. Ian?
Carrie.
Wow. Okay, I gotta say, I've met Carrie and I don't particularly care for her, but I'm glad you could help her through some emotional disturbances. And keep that gun handy. Just saying. I'm really glad you were there for her. As far as that other guy that asked her out, I think he got his due. I really do. I don't think she really needs to stand up for her. And FYI, don't get involved with her mother. She's a little bit crazy. Just a little nuts. I love this, Wayne. I love how you take things and just turn them around. And I'm sorry you missed the prom, but I heard it was a hell of a night. Way to go. I just love this. I love it with all my heart. One of my favorite stories from Stephen King, one of the greatest ever. And you just did it absolute justice on the other side, being the date. Very, very well done. Deb, your thoughts on this?
Well, for one, I think this is priceless. I'm grinning ear to ear because, I could picture the characters as they were included in the poem. I like the little spin on it, of course, with it being Wayne. But, the music in the background, the details here, the rhyme, I'm trying to find, couldn't get in, doors were locked. Why? I bet nobody knows. Looked in again, was shocked. Flying around with the fire hose. I mean, all the detail. It was like, I know what it is. It's like the best movie synopsis that I've read ever. It was like too cool, and then mixed with pieces of you. Like even down to the fact that you used the word crucified. I mean, it just... I think I would call this one a triple save, Wayne. Really, really an awesome share.
Thank you. I never seen the movie, but I wrote about it.
You never saw the movie? Get out.
No, I haven't. I just read about it and wrote from it. I've never seen it.
Because there's two versions. I think the photo's from the newer one, but still. I mean, like I said, he did awesome.
He plays Carrie in the second one.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. And, Preebird, your thoughts?
You know, Wayne, I always love when you slow it down and you have this background music. I'm just like, oh. And then it's all, you know, you're sitting there waiting for the prom and she's going with someone else and here comes the gun. And then all of a sudden, you know, all hell breaks loose everywhere. And I loved it. I loved it. It reminded me of the first time I saw the movie when I was a kid and wasn't supposed to. And, you know, girl dressed in blood, all things flying around everywhere, people dying. And you're just with that music and the way you read it, it's like this the worst love story ever. But still, you know, I was hoping to marry her, you know. I loved it. Only you, Wayne, could twist that movie and make it somewhat tender. Awesome. I had to say that.
Thank you.
Tender.
Absolutely. And, Guy, your thoughts.
I thought it was an excellent piece. I heard it before, but as soon as the music came on, I'm just being a jerk on the board. You know, I hear the soft music. Is someone going to die? Absolutely. I really like the perspective that you took on this. You looking from the outside, looking in. I'm a fan of the book, of the film. I think it's so great how you brought in all the aspects, even more that you haven't seen it, and that you took the, you know, cliff notes and you were able to kind of make it from an outsider perspective, such clever humor. And I can just, I love that you brought up the ending, you know, her hand, I just see it in the film, her hand reaching out from the ground. I just thought it was real clever and really just so creative in its approach. It's been done like a film that is to kind of go through and say, this is what happens in a film. And reinvent it in a well-known film like that. But you do it quite well because you switched up the perspective, like I said. Very well done.
Thank you very much, this guy.
And Kay Hatter, your thoughts?
Well, didn't the jocks turn out, they're not a good, they weren't a they were bad in that, you know, they were the ones that set Carrie up, right, the jocks? Right?
Yes.
Was it? Okay. Okay.
Everybody in the movie died, except that one girl.
Oh, but
everybody in the movie, everybody died, except that one girl that had her leg grabbed. Everybody else in the movie died when the thing burned down. She killed everybody.
She was in denial until she got pushed, I think. Man, is this so long? Shoot, there was something Sky said that I was gonna, you said it was something-esque? Oh, shoot. Anyway, what's that? What did
you say? I said, I don't know. I don't know what it was in denial.
Play the tape back. I'll get it. No,
and
it's got
it
Wayne signature all over it.
Sorry, there's a lag. Did not mean to talk over your head, or please continue. I was just going to say that there was Chloe Grace Moretz that played Carrie in the new movie.
Carrie.
So my apologies.
I wasn't prepared for love poems. Is that what we're doing? Love poems?
No, we're not doing love poems. We're doing any poem. Open poetry.
Oh. Because I don't do love poems.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, gosh.
That's a murder poem. That was a murder poem.
I think
you
better love poems to anybody. Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe a love poem. All right. 5 years? Five years? Wow.
5 years tomorrow. Go waiting.
Good job waiting. Joe Bonamassa. That's all I got to say.
All right. I'm next, guys. I'm up. Oh, but go ahead, Patter.
I was just asking how are you feeling, Wayne?
I'm still sore as all get out, but it's I'm trying to get out, move around more, talk more, and as long as I don't laugh, I'm in pretty good shape. But it's gonna be 4 or 5 months before I get down and get well. So let's hang in there.
Oh my God, Wayne, I'm so sorry.
That's part of life. It's just part of it. So, I ain't taking it too bad. I'm enjoying it. I ain't enjoying it, but I'm taking the best I can. We deal with it. Just one of the things. But I'm gonna probably
next week. I'll be on Wednesday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
I'll be there. I won't miss your show for nothing. I must go lay down for a while.
Right.
I'll see you guys later.
I'll be on hump days from now on.
Okay. Feel better, Wayne.
Yeah, feel better,
yes, Wayne. All right, I'm on the board. Ah, God help us.
There's no theme, any poem? I'll go find one.
No theme, baby. Bring whatever you want.
Whatever.
All right.
Careful now.
So this is optimistic determination. Charred remnants of yesterday's love songs glow hot in the dry heat of the desert wind. Vultures devour the embers of lost song notes in midair. Shadows seek refuge hiding in sunlight square. Smiles of liars kiss the hands of ladies and whores. Gentlemen, strangers, but madmen behind closed doors. Fragile interjections of language, inflections twist complexion of conversational complexities, creating chaos and motion, leaving the mind wandering towards self-destructive despair. Narcissistic rationalization, optimistic determination, conductor of train wreck dreams. Tears shining in the moonlight, and you still dance until dawn in the arms of a morning star. And pulp.
I love this piece. It is painful. The comment I wrote on it was that opening line and closing stanza break me to my core. This is weaved in burning tapestries of raw emotion. There is pain, but that optimistic determination that if you get through all this, if you just do this one thing and make it through to the other side, you know? But because there you are, still dancing until dawn in the arms of the devil. And it's hard when it's those charred remnants of yesterday's love songs and the love is grand and things happen and life happens and it burns the edges and crisps things up, and it's never what it used to be. But gosh darn it, it might be if I just stay the course. And I love that. I love that optimistic determination. Because it is easy to run, and it is hard to stay. And even when it doesn't feel like fighting, or even if you don't feel like fighting, it is work. And it is a very, very painful journey, and this is just gorgeous. All right. Deb, what are your thoughts on this optimistic determination?
Well, damn. I'm blown away. Fragile interjections of language, inflections twist the complexions of conversational complexities, creating chaos in motion, leaving the mind wandering towards self-destructive despair. Every stanza, I could have picked anyone. I mean, holy, narcissistic rationalizations, optimistic determination, conductor of train wreck dreams. Sweet, the descriptions are so powerfully impactful, I guess, I'm almost speechless. especially the conductor of train wreck dreams, tears shining in the moonlight. I don't want to keep saying lines because I need to leave some for somebody else, but, I mean, you start with the, how can you not? You start with the first one, and it's just like, it just keeps hitting, and it gets deeper and deeper and more powerful as it goes on. And then that one little line in the author's notes, the choices we make, this is awesome, sweet.
Thank you. And Sky, what are your thoughts?
Deb stole all the lot. No, I'm just kidding, Deb. I haven't said that in a while, so this is an excellent piece, and I got to hear it the other day, so it was so great to hear it again a second time. Pretty good, but it was quite brilliant. And for me, I did love the entire piece, but for me, the piece with the part, where am I? And I'm right here. The smiles and liars kiss the hands. The ladies and whores, gentlemen to strangers, but madmen behind closed doors. You know, that idea of who people are, what they present to the world rather than what the beast that might lie within or what happens behind closed door, I think. Obviously, it can be very drastic and drastically changed, and there's a truth in that. There's a truth in that gentleman turned beast or gentleman turned madman case here, in the difference and the trauma that it can cause. And it is a very dark piece, but it's very sheds light on a lot of in relationships and different types of problems that can arise, and when people aren't honest and when people put on a presentation. Really well done.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh, I keep asking, my bad. My mind was like waiting for Sweet, and I'm the one talking. So Hatter, what do you think of Sweet Paul?
I was looking in my vault. I'm sorry.
You're fine, Hatter. I'm sure that you'll hear it later.
I will. I'm sorry. I'm post-medicated.
Post-medicated. Not pre-medicated, but post-medicated. The way to be.
That's right.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, shoot. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You know I don't care as long as you're here with me. And let's see. Sky, have you read yet? Sky,
I have not. Yeah,
Sky has. Oh, it's good. Sky shall read. Sky shall read.
The brevity. Fade away.
All right. Listen, Hatter. Sky's going to read for us.
Sure. I'll pay attention. This one.
Okay. Pay attention.
I brought you guys a Star Wars poem to try to rope you in, because don't forget, I'm still doing my Star Wars series over at Poetic Spice, so all you Star Wars fans, this is your invitation.
Okay.
All right, this is, I have someone waking up, so hold on. I think they're going back down. Sorry, I'm sharing a couch with very limited space. Okay. Asajj Ventress, The Many Faces by Sky Dark. It is within those chuffing chambers and fiery pits that I gather a life long since lived, where I store Quaily sectors of Dathomir, singing mountains of nightblood plants, rancor hides that chant a grave of thorns, where I was taken, a slave to Satine, a Halstead of Redetat, only to be left orphaned, then turned Jedi Padawan. And in that nightmare that calls itself memoir, a sneering mortality shadow grasped its grin. 10 years with Master Kai Narek was swallowed whole. It was then I was consumed, the meat of Sarlacc pit, It was then I gathered pin and thread and wove a path to the dark. When curved, red-bladed sabers and the teachings of Dooku salvaged hate on Sereno, all that was left to bear my name. But oh, there was no dignity in such refuge, and soon betrayal was offered in a second master's hand, a spice of manufactured poison. I, like a child lost in Kessel mine. And when finally I spat out its diction, turned cloak from Sith, when Yellow Blade was wielded, and I answered to Bounty Hunter, Bald Banshee, and lived a life of solitude, when I scaled myself from the dark, nail by nail, fingertips raw and soul skinless, when I wrapped chains around its vulnerable state, hardened, yet still warm with blood, I found those dark disciples, those dark disciplines, wavering in the grip of Quaylen Voss. And in that moment, I gathered fragments of my life, long since lived. That last and pathetic goodbye, I summoned a memory of the dead and gave redemption to the soul that called itself mine. End quote.
Wow. Did you have to look any of that up? You knew that? These are all people? These are all real names?
I read a book called The Dark Disciple, and so it wasn't a matter of looking it up. It was about, it was based on a guy I had read. So I wrote it after reading the book. So
I don't know what movie I saw, but that wasn't it. Okay, that makes sense.
No, it was based on a book. It was based on a book. But I mean, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like the sectors of Dathomir. And I love. That's why I have to ask, because you make some of this up sometimes, right? Jedi Padawan.
Yeah, but if you there's a little trick. If you ever look where my folders are, it says storyboards by Sky Darkholm. Those are all originals. If it says fandom, it's based on a fan-written piece. There's a little trick for you. Just so.
Okay. I got to get out more.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. You put a smile on my face. I'm trying to follow. Okay, now Sith. Cipher, Sith. Hey, is there a Bald Banshee?
That's one of her aliases.
See? Okay. Nice
Thank
and
you.
Done.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweet. That's your show.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm listening because I don't know anything about it either. So you're good to go. You know, I'm pretty dumb about all this myself, but I know what a Sith is. I am ahead of, I understand that. I know what a Sith is. I know what a Padawan is. I know what a Jedi is. I know what a Master is. I know what a Saber is. I know
there's
what a slave of influence is. So I'm really good. Actually, I really like this. It's pretty good.
The grip of Quinlan Voss.
I think the thing about these stories is that even if you don't know the mechanics of it, like if you don't know what a Sarlacc pit is, you don't remember the film.
I was just about to say that.
Boba Fett getting sucked into that. Even if you don't know what those things are, I think the great things about these characters' stories is you can still feel their plight. Even if you just start deleting the words, you can still follow their story.
I was gonna say, even if you don't know anything, the story and the emotion you bring through is, regardless if you don't know anything about Star Wars, the story you can say, you know, that this person was bound and, you know, you felt the essence of this person where they wanted to be part of this master and when you came out of it, you know, you could feel, I don't know if it was love or hate or whatever emotion, but it was a strong emotion from them being left orphaned and going through this. But the ending of it is, you know what? And then the last pathetic goodbye is some of the memory of the dead and gave redemption to the soul and called itself mine. I thought there was, you know, I like how hardened yet still warm with blood. You know, they took what they had and they turned it, process this darkness, and they made it theirs, whether it was revenge or kindness or whatever. But that's what they chose, because it's what they desired, what they felt, what the love was. So I don't care if you don't know anything about Star Wars, just your poem alone, the story you sat and you told was, this is what I am.
Well, Sky makes it seem, seamless.
Turn close.
Seems, beautiful.
I thought it was
beautiful.
What's
the horse name?
Yeah.
What's the horse face character name that the squeaks, voice breaks all the time? Is it in one of the...
Oh, don't get into that. Oh, yeah. Let's not get into that. Before it will start going on.
Anyway, I loved your story. I loved how you, the emotion. I loved how the emotion went into her making her final choice to be deal with, you know, she's going to go into the darker side of whatever it is, but she definitely chose to be dark because of her love or her allegiance to what was. So I liked all of that. So
I love winding. I love winding her up.
I love when you wind me up.
I'm just having fun listening. There is a way you weave words that always kind of just leaves me a little beside myself, Sky. Here, towards the bottom part of this, you know, this when I scaled myself from the dark, nail by nail, fingertips raw, and my soul skinless. You know, Star Wars, not Star Wars. That is so powerful that my fingers are bleeding. It is amazingly vivid, and that's like what, like 9 words in that little nail by nail part. I mean, and it's just like, whew, that is like he's driving the struggle bus. That is what that is, and it's beautiful, it's crisp, And as you go through that and, you know, that last and pathetic goodbye, I summoned a memory of the dead and gave redemption to the soul that called itself mine. You know, and he goes through a lot. I don't even know if it's he or she. I can't tell. And but they go through this hard life, and they go from this side to that side and all their way back to a place that they can find peace. And it is just an ode to your storytelling ability. It's kind of amazing there, Scott.
Yeah.
Thank you, pretty much. And you're right, it was a piece about salvation. Yeah, she gave her life to somebody else and found her way back to the light. So it was definitely a piece of redemption. Really, thank you.
Did you say scuttlebutt?
A struggle bus.
Oh, sure. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Deb, your thoughts?
I actually remember this one. It's on one of my lists. I thought it was so incredible. And I see that since then it's won a gold. Easy to see why. I agree. I think Pretty Bird touched on it. Somebody did. No matter whether I knew the story or didn't, if I just take all these details that Sky put together as themselves, they're always perfect. They're always spot on. They tell their own story. I don't have to know anything but what I was just fed by, you know, Sky, and to get an amazing picture, an amazing story. And like just the details, a spice of manufactured poison, I, the slave of influence, like a child lost in Kessel Mines. It's just like excellent details. And Sky, I think that you should try your hand at writing a children's story.
Absolutely.
I bet you'd be fantastic at it.
Thank you. I have random thoughts. I never finish. I'm terrible at
that. Say that again?
I have some things.
Oh my God. You're a handful today.
Okay.
You got me giggling.
Has Heavenly been read yet? Heavenly's poem yet?
Can I just say, I'm usually not so bold, but I have not been getting a lot of rights for my D&D shows. People forgot that I'm still doing them. This Saturday night, Bring a Bard poem. It's a bard. We're on class. We're out of race. We're on bard now. Bring a poem. It's been like me and Steven holding down the fort over there on the D&D shows, but I love doing them. So bring a bard poem. Learn about the bard. We're all storytellers. A bard is a storyteller. That's all it is. So bring me
a
poem.
Bard.
Bard poem. Yeah. This Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time? 8?
Okay.
Yes. Sorry for being so pushy. But me and Steven, I only do it for 2 months now. So I think people forgot that I'm still doing D&D. We're on the class. We're on the bard. Thank you.
On the bard.
All right. On the bard. All right.
Hmm.
Okay.
Question.
Angel is on the board.
Start. Okay.
There's Angel.
On the board.
On the board. Okay.
On the board.
It's on the board. It's on the board. Does she need a reader?
Yes.
Does need a reader. Well, okay. Sweet darling. Pretty bird, do you want to read that then?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a very small font, so I don't have my glasses, so bear with me. This is
okay.
You Are Timeless. This is You Are Timeless by Heavenly Angel. You may be worlds away, but you're still near to me. I envision all the memorable times that we had playing on the projector of my mind. Each thought warms my body like the rays of a golden sun shining on a warm spring day. I remember the time we took that walk together down the white sandy beach and reminisce. That was one of the best memories to date. Or the Sunday afternoon of walking through meadows, sunflower beauties flowed through me as magnolia clouds floated tirelessly, and the view of the waterfalls, the green moss, captured our line of vision, caught in a breath. So many times you picked me up when I fell on my face. You were my rock, my life companion, my meant to be. Then, the diagnosis of the big thing. I had to remember that life is too short, never guaranteed. Sometimes what you plan differs from reality. Ashes have settled at the bottom of the hourglass. The parts of me, the parts bearing your name, still walk beyond the grave. Timeless. And Paul.
Wow. Well, Heavenly Angel, that is just a beautiful, stunning love song. Just rocks you right in the face. In the diagnosis of Big C, I had to remember that life is too short and never guaranteed. Oh, sometimes that what you plan differs from the reality. Ashes that have settled to the bottom of the hourglass, but parts of me, the parts of bearing, your name still walk beyond that grave, timeless. I know this is about her mom. The Sunday afternoons of walking through meadows, sunflower beauty flowed through me as the magnolia clouds floated tirelessly, and the view of the waterfalls, green moss, captured our line of vision and caught our breath. You are timeless. there's the other saying is sometimes you believe you have, you believe you have enough time. I think this is reminds that we don't always have enough time. And to think that you do is the ultimate of narcissism, because you always believe you have enough time, and you really don't. Very touching, very beautiful, and I love your lines on this. Sunflower beauties, magnolia clouds, visions that caught our breath. It's kind of beautiful, but very hard to visualize. Ashes have settled to the bottom of the hourglass. Somehow that is a very, it just has, it just kind of hits me visually. So it's really great when something you write hits someone so visually, and that hits me visually. So very well done with that visual, that imagery. Preacher, if you read it, what did you think?
It got me a little bit. It did. This, you are my rock, my life companion. I'm meant to be. And ashes that settle to the bottom of the hourglass. The parts of me, the parts bearing your name, still walk down a great time. And in the background of my head, and my apologies, I mean no disrespect, I hear, like, it sounds, it stands to the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. And, because, you know, that was my soap back in the day. And but that is exactly what this is. And, you know, it ticks on by, and you don't count those. You can't count the grains of sand. They just kind of flow, and you don't really notice them because it's so full, and it's flowing so slowly until you realize that you can almost count them because it's empty, and there's nothing left but the life you live. And when somebody is gone, they really never are, especially when you hold them in your heart. And this is beautiful to me. It was an honor to read you, Heavenly Angel.
Yes. And Deb, your thoughts?
I thought this was totally gut-wrenching, and I was nearly in tears by the time Pretty Bear was done reading for her. The little details that add to letting us know how important the relationship was to her, the diagnosis of the Big C. I hate the Big C. It's like one of the most vicious killers out there. And then that closing, reminding, I had to remember that life is too short. It's that little nudge to remind us, and like, as you were listening to this poem, I think that if someone popped into your mind, and if they're still here, that you should reach out to them and try to remind the people in our lives how important they are, because you just never know.
And Hatter.
Yeah, she writes so with so much feeling and personally, that if this is a true event, yeah, the Big C, that's when you realize, you know, time is the most precious thing there is. I remember when I was diagnosed with the brain tumor, and there was just so much unknown. It was like a slap in the face and a gut punch, and it was, everything that seemed precious to me didn't have a price tag. Till you're sitting in that seat to have that happen to you, it gives it a whole different perspective. There is a certain time in your life where time is no longer your friend, and they've asked elderly people
what the biggest regrets of their life was, and it's nothing that they did. It was what they didn't do. Yeah, it's too precious to not hang on to. I'm saying that poorly. I'm sorry. But
no, you're...
She writes with so much... I hear they're... No, I can't say that on there.
And, let's see, Deb. Sky, are you back?
Hi, Pretty Bird.
Hi, we have Dan on.
Nice, Scott.
All right.
Back.
Okay. Don't know if you heard the poem or not. If not, no big deal. We're going to move on to Deb.
Deborah.
Okay. I'm grabbing it. And should be there.
Her Royal Highness.
What? Do you see
it? Yeah.
Okay.
I see something.
For starters, the art in this one is called Playful Portrait, and there was just something about it that made me think of our suite, so here we go. It's called Her
Ooh.
Royal Highness. Sweet. Vogue, regal authority, sultry harlequin posing. Tawny wisps of tangled curls cascading over slender shoulders. Subtle, burnt sienna-tinted smile gleaming with gloss and shimmer. Opaque periwinkle powder spattered, accentuating caramel eyes. Splattered peacock plumage, chartreuse, indigo, and ebony scintillate. Feathered. Scattering turquoise and tangerine marking texture. This vivacious woman is sweet, captured in perpetuity. End poem.
Well. What can I say but I love it? Of course it's beautiful. It's me. Yeah. Can't be too narcissistic about it. This is
sure
gorgeous. Oh, yeah, right. I love the picture. I think it's gorgeous. I really do. I think it's gorgeous. What's really funny is I wear a lot of purple eyeshadow, so I like the purple. So, I mean, that's really funny to me because purple is probably one of my favorite colors. You did a really great. I love the imagery. I love the coloring. I love spattered, the opaque periwinkle powder spattered, accentuating caramel eyes. That's really cool. you just did so well. I like the vivacious woman is sweet, captured in perpetuity. Very well done. I wish I was that gorgeous, but unfortunately, you know. The art is much better than the person. Gorgeous poem.
Bullshit.
Okay. Sky, your thoughts?
I thought it was an excellent piece. I really liked the splattered peacock plumage. There was a lot of peas going on there. I really thought it was cool to say out loud and to hear, wonderful descriptors, obviously. I liked the supple burnt sienna tinted smile. I thought that was a beautiful image. Also, I mean, you've got two here, too. You've got a little bit of alliteration that I think just really make it pop. But the gleaming gloss, gleaming with gloss and shimmer, and then going down to the periwinkle powder. I think that those little bits of alliteration really bring out the piece and make it a little bit just fun to read with all these descriptions. And then I couldn't agree more. She is very much a vivacious woman. really well done and a beautiful tribute as well.
Thank you. I intentionally tried to get as many peas for our sweet pea in there as I could.
Well, you're going to have like turquoise and tangerine making texture. I mean, there's teas. I mean, you go down to the peas, you go to, you know, there's multiple of them.
Thank you.
Well done.
I agree with Deb on the bullshit. I'm just saying. And so because it is very much you. And you are vivacious and fabulous and Deb, loving the word scintillate, by the way. I mean, I love more than the word scintillate, but I love that word with, you know, the sparkle and the capturing of the light and whatnot. I love that. So that verse with the splattered peacock. So it's not just that they're here and there, they're splattered. And to me, it's like when you drop liquid and it just reaches in these little moments, just you can't like fake that pattern. It's just this kind of organic distribution. And so I kind of really like that you put that in there. It's an interesting word to put with letters, and I kind of love that. I love that those little twists in there, and I love the marking texture where you've got the colors marking texture. I thought that was just brilliantly put, and absolutely she is vivacious, and it is sweet, and it is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Now I'm blushing.
You're welcome.
Patter your thoughts.
Yeah, I love the OPEC periwinkle powder. You've got the bovine mind. Oh, that was another part I forgot.
I
just wondered whether I should start kissing your ass since you're the judge because of a big contest coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I might not be assigned to your paintings. But you
no, I know. No,
away.
No, I'm totally kidding. I don't know if I congratulate you for making judge and giving us the rest of us a break of possibly. Place and show in a.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to have been asked to be a judge, but I get assigned people. I might not get you.
No. When you judge it, it's anonymous, isn't it? Also.
I don't know. No, not necessarily.
Hey, are we getting paid for?
No,
did you guys say hi to me? What about me?
Hi, Jay.
Hello. I introduced
you. Jay.
No one introduced me. I've been sitting here the entire time.
Yes, I did. I said we have Jay on the line.
Hello, Jay. I did not hear you.
Sky, your
hello,
voice
hello.
A little sweet. Yeah, I was saying that that you mentioning Tawny in that second line reminded me of Tawny Katane, but...
Hey, there you go.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, that,
well then,
yeah.
We've got Jay then. We've got Hatter and Jay to do, and
Hatter.
I don't know who else we have.
We have Kay and Frank and Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Holy. Anyway.
All right, Jay, you're up then.
Okay, this is something for Sky's contest. This is her music contest that she went ahead. And Vivaldi, Italiano composer, yes. This is called Moon Splashed. Black moon lifts into the cradled orbit, My mercury mist circles your velvet breasts, blue bonnet bosom of the pearl stars. I crash with the midnight orchid's glance. Lilac oceans swell in the oblique undertow, deftly drowning decibels of derelict delight. Rapid racing to the crescendo clamors, plucking topaz from the nihilistic night. Bougainvillea bathing in the stardust shower. Fuchsia petals pulse the patterned pants. Violin strings whisper the whispering wisps, songs of silence stirring in the Stygian space. You style the silken sash, found belly up in moonsplash. Poem.
Tongue twister.
Wow. There you go. Lilac ocean swell and oblique wonder toe. Deftly drowning decibels of direct delight. That is some alliteration. My God. This is really good. I really enjoyed this, but it's definitely got some a tongue twisting on my tongue tonight. It's very romantic. Rocks racing to crescendos. Violin strings whispering wisps. It's definitely like sitting in the orchestra, just kind of letting all well over you and listening. But it's got that kind of romantic vibe to it too. I think you kind of hit it all in one little poem. The music, the crescendo, it's almost like kind of like a lovemaking kind of crescendo type musical piece where you start and you go and you start and you hit that and then you go and it all follow. It kind of flows like that. Very, very nicely done, Jay. And
thank
yeah,
you.
Your thoughts. Sorry.
I agree as far as it being extremely romantic and the different flowers that you put in there, the blue bonnets and the lilacs, the bougainvilleas, the bathing in the stardust showers. How gorgeous. Did you look up some of the meanings of the flowers and use them for that specific reason, or are they just coincidence?
I kind of used them more for the descriptions of the colors and stuff like that.
Cool. Because sometimes you get the double meaning, not just the color, but what the particular flower might stand for. So I was just wondering if any of them had, like the lilac, I'm pretty sure has a lot to do with the romance and stuff. But irregardless, I was just curious on that. But it's just rabbits racing to the crescendo clamors, plucking topaz from the nihilistic night. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous, vivid, bold. It's like I can imagine you sitting there listening to the song as you wrote and adding color to the words. I think you did a really beautiful job. And I got to go. I got to go find my inhaler. Love and respect you guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Awesome. All right.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Beautifully done, JC. Now, did you plan on it to be such tongue-twisting bits in there? Because I was reading it with you, and I was having a hard time, but then Deb just read it so purely, maybe it's me. Did you plan it to be that way, I guess, my question?
Actually, based off of who I wrote it for, yes, I did plan it to be that way. You know, somebody who happens to really enjoy alliteration, right, Sky?
Yeah.
I do.
Good job, man.
All right. Well, this is my decision, and I apologize to anybody we didn't read, but because of massive technical difficulties, my show has been a hurrah of craziness.
We're going to read Hatter. I'm just going to say that the other people we didn't get to tonight, I'm going to move to my new Hump Day show and air them on that night. Because we missed the first 30 minutes of my show to begin with. So I'm very, very sorry, but it's just been that kind of night. So I think it's Kay, Phil, and who else did I miss?
Frank.
And Frank. So you guys will be my starting lineup on May the 4th with you. I apologize deeply, but I had major, major technical difficulties, and I'm not even hosting this show. So I'm going to let Sky off the hook because she's actually the host of the show, and I'm not going to keep her longer than I have to. So now you may talk about JCA's poem.
Okay, so I've got a dirty mind because I'm that girl. I'm the Sunday night girl, and this was really kind of about as PG-13 as this can get. And I love that, but it could just be me and my dirty mind because I always, always go there. But as trying to be as PG-13 in my comments as I can, your flowers and fuchsia petals pulsing, that's all I'm going to say about that. And so this is a day to have such a gorgeous piece of music, to listen to that and have it and cite this wonderfully, it's not just romantic, it's very sensual, and it's beautifully sensual. And I love the way it kind of rises and falls. And so I'm curious, were you listening to it as you wrote?
Those were the rules, so he better say yes.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, okay, I don't have a choice on what to say. Yes, I did listen to it.
But yeah, it was very, 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 very warm. I'm just saying. I had to have my 2 cents. So sorry.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to see where you're going to go next on this series, guys. So.
Oh, I have so many. And even though it's my contest, I will, if I may, make a live comment, if I may.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm just hearing, dun, 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 dun. I just keep, and I have a horrible singing voice, so please forgive me. But the thing about this is that I really loved the things like the Fantasia, or when people put, you know, abstract images into classical music or build things out of imagination, and that's why I started this series, because I'm like, you know what? I really need them to make a new Fantasia, or I need to start doing my own. And I was like, I'm just going to make people write me poetry and listen to these. And I think that Pretty Bird, you know, nailed it in when she spoke of the images, but it's also abstract images of those motions and of those undertones that I think are so beautiful. And the thing with these is each one I want to just read and listen to it as I'm reading and imagine those colors or those blooms or whatever somebody else is putting out there. It could be anything. And I can definitely, I know this piece of work well, so I know the notes into it. And I can definitely see, and obviously it being spring and how you brought in all the blossoms, I really love that too. The bonnet bosom of the pearl stars, I crash within the night, orchid's glance. Those are really great visuals. And that's what I was really hoping for. I was hoping for those very striking, vivid images and visuals while I'm reading to that music. And so I really like how you really went all out with not only the more abstract views of the flowers, but the undertones of what could actually be happening underneath, kind of along the lines of a sensuality, and beautifully done, I might add. The fuchsia petals pulsed in patterned pants, it very much jumps in its beat, which is also a tribute, I think, to that musical piece, because if you hear that startup of that piece, it's very jumpy, it bounces in the beginning of that, and that's kind of like how the pattern of the words kind of bounce. I'll shut up so that sweet pea can end her show. Excellent.
Well, I'm going to let Hatter read, and then we will go on. Then we will say goodnight.
Well, thank you. All right. Yeah, this one was inspired by Candy Brown when I first met her and was hanging with her for a while. It's called The Dreams That Fade Away. It goes like this. I wish so much to have the dream to wake and find you stayed, the dawn that poets write about, the dreams that never fade. The night slips by, I watched you sleep, you smiled as if to know. I leaned to kiss your slumbered cheeks, the past, I loved it so. The days gone by, I no longer feel as though my dreams came true. Your eyes don't see that it is me that always dreamed of you. Was it you, was it me you saw with your eyes shut tight, or a reality that you made? A tear was shed as summer passed from the dreams that fade away. Thank you, Candy Brown.
Wow, that's beautiful. Was it me you saw with your eyes shut tight, or a reality that you made? A tear was shed as summer passed from the dreams that fade away. You know, you write such awful love poems, so don't ever do it again. I love, you know, it does have tragedy, Shakespearean, Ovid, poetic, right, where you have it both, dawn that poets write about and dreams that never fade. Ah, you, sir, make me swoon. I really wish you'd stop.
Thank you.
Your eyes don't see it. It is me that's always dreamed of you. Remember that when you close your eyes tonight, Hatter. Your eyes don't see that it is me that's always dreamed of you. All right.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Candy was a great inspiration. She allowed me to stalk her for a while. I'm not a very good one. Let's put it that way.
No, I agree. Candy Brown is quite brilliant, a quite brilliant writer. And, lucky enough to follow her for a bit of time now. And I thought this was a beautiful piece. And I've read it a couple times. And I noted in my one of my comments I speak of, and I stand by this, the interchanging of past and present, and the way that you kind of place your tenses, whether it was intentional or not intentional. I think that intermingling of thought was really well done, and kind of like sometimes when we think about the past, it feels like the present, and they intermingle. I think it was beautifully done. I saw your eyes shut tight, the reality that made me, a tear was shed as summer passed, and the dreams that fade away. I mean, it was beautiful, beautifully done.
Thank you.
Yes, it was. And Pretty Bird, voice of the night.
So awful. It's so awfully good. When you are wistful, it is my favorite. It's my favorite way you write. I mean, you do humor, you do all kinds of things. You're wonderfully clever. But when you do these wistful, aching bits, you always, always carry weight, gentle weight, but it lands heavy. And this one is no different. Was it me you saw with your eyes shut tight, or a reality that you? And the tear was shed like summer passed and dreams have been away. And it starts, you know, I wish so much to have the dream to wake and find you stayed. And, you know, you go through all of these little moments to take us to the end that is painfully alone, where dreams don't come true, where there are no wishing stars. Hope as we may, and you have this way of speaking in universal truth that even if it's a very personal situation, anybody who has been in any remotely similar vein is transported back to that place, to those people. So, these are my favorite ones you write, the wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole relationship wrapped up to one. Yeah, and I purposely go the dreams that never fade, and the last line of the poem is the dreams that fade away. So, fed on that. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Sweetie.
Yeah. All right. Special thanks again to Pretty Bird and Sky. You guys really, really rocked it. I could not have done this without you at all. Hopefully in the next week I will be either getting a brand new freaking computer or something will be fixed and my life will be better. And you guys really, really saved my ass and I really, really appreciate it. But we are going to say goodnight. Thank you very much.
That was very profound. Very, very profound. I like it.
Very profound. Remember, this is my last Thursday night. I want to thank everybody that has supported me Thursday nights for the last 3 years. Kind of sad that I'm leaving my Thursday night spot. I really like it here. Yeah, but we're going to try it on hump day. We'll be talking about, you know, humpback whales, humpback donor dames, hump day. I don't know what, you know, we'll figure out something.
Is it the same time?
But, huh?
Is it the same time?
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to land at, I think I'm going to land at 10 o'clock. I think that's what I decided. We're going to be 10 to midnight. I think. I don't know. I got to check on what the other show is. Because I want to always have an hour leeway. So if they're starting at 10,
yeah,
I'll start at 11.
They start at 10, too. Okay. Well, thank you.
So then I'll
thank
start
you.
At Then I started at 11, so there's always an hour between us is what I try to do. So.
Okay.
Saturday,
yes.
Good show.
All right. Good night, guys. Love you all. Say good night.
Good night. Love you.
See you, Dixie.
Good night. Love
good
you
night,
guys.
Hatter.
Bye. Good night, Hatter.
Good night.